Brendan Liam Jones back in South first time. You tell us about his transformation.
Yeah, it's been a really good story. We moved him down back in the VFL, and he's played some really, really aggressive and consistent football down there, and he's no doubt earned his spot. And to be fair, we probably would have played him last week if he didn't roll his ankle late in that VFL game. So we're really hopeful that this can really kickstart a big opportunity for him.
When you made the move, did you have the expectations that he performed the way he has so far?
I think often when you try those things, we saw some real aggression in the air in his play at VFL level. We also saw some good speed and closing speed. So it was an educated decision, and he's actually thrived on it. So now the next step, though, is to do it at AFL level, and that will still be a work in progress. But we've been excited on what we've seen at VFL level.
Do you think this is a way he could sort of save his career in some ways, if it goes well?
I think this is a growth opportunity for him. So we were excited to see how it goes, yeah.
Massive test. Can you either give Patton or Cameron, I presume, one of those? I mean, this is a serious test, isn't it, for him?
Oh, every game at AFL level is a serious test for every player, but they've got some strong key forwards, you're right. So he'll match up on one of those, and I'm sure he and us are excited to see how it unfolds.
Does Patton suit him more than the other guy?
I'll make that assessment, yeah.
How's Harry McCabe travelling? A lot of fans are sort of hoping he gets a senior game this year. Is he close or...?
I could ask this question every single week. He's progressing really well, as expected, yeah.
Brendan, GWS so far this year, when you've done your analysis so far this week, you seem to have so few fit players, but they continue to win. Have you been able to finger point how they've been able to do that?
Yeah, there's no secret. They've put together an incredibly talented list. So we know that. So their depth shouldn't be underrated, and isn't, because they keep getting results, and to win any game at AFL football is incredibly difficult. They're really, really dangerous with ball in hand. They can change direction of the ball really quickly, and they can score goals consecutively. So momentum's a really important factor against this team.
What does the return of Thomas bring to you?
I think I've discussed this a little bit in the past, but I think his game intelligence is underrated. His ability to teach youngsters and organise those around him, and with our profile of list, that's really, really important to us, and we don't underestimate that.
You're giving Sam a rest this week. I guess thinking being the bye and that, really freshening up for the second part of the season.
Yeah, that's right. He's a first-year player, and we manage loads and keep an eye on him really, really tightly. And we think best for him is a couple of week break now and then come home strong in the back half of the year. But, for all first years, it's hard to play a full season. That doesn't mean if their bodies are ready for it, because some are. Not all need a break, but in this instance, we think a break's going to be best for Samo.
Jed comes back his first game for the year as well.
Who's that, sorry?
Jed Lamb.
Yeah.
What's he got to do to establish a consistent place in the side?
Yeah, his role is primarily defined around pressure and tackle effort, so we'd expect a fair bit of that from him from the mid and forward role. Yeah.
Matty Cruz is playing his 150th, obviously, so 10 years into his career. What have you sort of learnt about him that perhaps you didn't know before you took over?
I think internally it's understood he's just so humble. He's got a real quiet nature, but he's just so humble in and around the group. But come training and come game day, he's one of the fiercest competitors we have. And you can see that in his consistency this year. Fierce competitor, but at the same time, really humble. He probably defines what type of Carlton player we want.
The stats sort of show perhaps his last month's been the best of his career. It must be great for you and great for him as well, to hopefully get some consistency,
We've worked out with Cruz's input, and our high performance team have done a great job in understanding what loads his body can tolerate given the injuries he had a few years back. And I think we found a really good groove there, and touch wood that continues. But he's been a consistent performer for us this year, along with others, and particularly our leadership group.
Levi, we've talked about Levi Caswell's future. How do you see that? Do you feel you've seen as part of your long term plans?
I think free agency is something that the competition's really embraced, and I think it's what the competition needs, so there's no issue there. What I do know about Levi, he's worked incredibly hard on his game, and he's a Carlton person.
During the bye rounds, you know, obviously clubs talk a fair bit about mismanagement. I guess your strategy will remain as is, sort of building for the long term.
Yeah, we were in list management discussions constantly, that's just an ongoing process. But by and large, we're looking to build through the draft, and also if we trade it, we'd like an age profile that's young so we can be sustainably strong. So age factor's a key consideration in everything we do, yeah.
Have you started to look at any particular positions you'd like to fill?
Oh, there's plenty. There's lots, we're looking at it all the time, yeah.
What did the bye week bring? Did you, aside from the obvious rest for young players?
Yeah, it's a good opportunity for us all, coaches and staff, to freshen up mentally and physically, but also a chance to reflect. And we've reflected on where we are at the moment, some little changes that we can make moving forward. So that's what the bye allowed us to do. You get a bit more headspace because not so much rigour in your week. Yeah.